Well, I thought it was interesting that they had the meeting in the first place, and I feel like there was no real sort of tipping point other than the fact that the same stuff just keeps happening, right? Because last week we had heard from team leaders like Francisco Lindor that there was sort of a perspective of, hey, we are a pretty good team. It's not like it was last year where we kind of had to save our season with this sort of team meeting type stuff. It's not a rah-rah type of situation. But then you fast forward now to this continuing to happen. So they had some things that they had to air out. So I thought it was a positive step forward for this club to do that. However, what's going to matter most is what happens after this meeting, right? Because last year we saw players step up. We saw the guys who did speak in that meeting last year, like a Francisco Lindor, really start to play to a high level. And the interesting thing now, though, is that their stars are playing well this time around. Like Juan Soto is producing, Lindor is producing, Nimmo is producing. So I think there's some underlying issues with this roster that need to get fixed, and it's going to require a lot of time. So I thought Brandon Nimmo hit the nail on the head when he said this is not going to be an overnight fix. It's not. It's going to require a lot of time. I still think that the Mets could be a really good team in the second half, but I think this was an important step to address what has been going on in the last week or two.
From your vantage point, what do you think has been exposed about this roster during this downturn that Brandon Nimmo was kind of talking about turning around?
Well, I think the bottom half of the lineup has been something that needs to be addressed, because the Mets went into the season looking to see production from young players like a Francisco Alvarez or Mark Vientos, some other guys, and it just hasn't really happened on a consistent level. There's been some flashes here and there. It just hasn't been able to be something that they can carry into from one series to the next. So there's been that aspect of it where you're just not getting much contributions from four or five spots in your lineup on a daily basis. And then the pitching staff, as much as they tried to address depth in the offseason, and I thought, frankly, they did a fairly good job of doing so, they've been hit pretty hard with some injuries. And I think that we haven't seen that one starting pitcher sort of put the team on his back. And again, there's been some injuries here, so it's kind of hard to highlight that. But at the same time, it's been a long time since any starting pitcher on this team has recorded an out in the sixth inning. I think it's been more than 10 games at this point. It's a long time. So I think those two things stand out to me. And then the bullpen, of course, they're going to need some guys, some high leverage arms that they really trust to get the ball to Edwin Diaz. I think we're seeing that be problematic, where now somebody like a Oscar Brazoban, for instance, was somebody that they were trusting early in the season. He clearly does not have the confidence that he did at that point. He's had some rough outings. He has no command right now. So they're going to look to address that as well.
I know you have your finger on the pulse of what might be going on toward the trade deadline for this team, and the fan base is clamoring for that starting pitching help. How do you see these last 2 weeks maybe affecting decision-making from the front office?
Well, I think they want to see what they have right now in Frankie Montas. One, they'd love to have Kodai Senga back in the fold before they make decisions, I think, but we'll see. We know that could take some time just based on last year. Sean Manaea is not yet, cleared for that rehab start, that final rehab start that he has to make before even getting onto the roster. So I think in an ideal world, they'd love to see what they have in those guys. They may not be able to based on these timelines. The other problem that the Mets have right now, though, is that there may not be a whole lot of starting pitchers that are out there that are all that good. Like we saw the one guy from the Pittsburgh Pirates, Mitch Keller, the other night, throw fairly well. He is probably one of the top guys who's available, and he's by no means an ace, but he's somebody that are you going to maybe pitch in a three-game series for a playoff start? Maybe, but he's not screaming for that start, I guess. He's not the headliner. So there isn't like that one guy that you go out and get and is a huge difference maker. There are some guys who could help you, though, whether it's Mitch Keller or Zach Littell from the Rays. Sandy Alcantara is obviously the biggest name, but he has his own issues of just being very ineffective coming off the injuries. So it's not an easy fix right now for the Mets, even if you look at the trade deadline. And I don't think everything that needs to be addressed for the Mets will be fixed by the trade deadline either. They need some guys who are on the roster to perform.